Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's 8:12 as we continue on Total Information AM. You've heard the headlines. Now let's take a deep dive on the local news. Next week is STL Startup Week, and we've been telling you about St. Louis's companies of the future for more than a decade now on KMOX. And as we've seen with Arch Grants and the Accelerator programs recently, it's not just techies with apps wearing hoodies coding that are considered startups now. Consumer goods are actually a major genre. We'll see that definitely at STL Startup Week. And with us now in studio is the lead organizer of STL Startup Week, Matt Minetti. Thank you so much for coming in this morning, Matt.
Thanks for having me.
So first of all, tell us about this new focus, Culture and Commerce Day.
Yeah, so this is a new initiative for us. You know, like you were mentioning, I think that so much of the attention, not just locally, but nationally, is on, you know, high growth, high tech startups. And I think that they provide a lot of exciting opportunities for local investors, for technologies. You look at the growth in the ag tech industry, geospatial. But there's so much more to, I think, our entrepreneurship and our small business community. And we wanted an event to really highlight those companies. You look at people that are in consumer packaged goods, local restaurants, local makers, jewelry makers. Where do those people sort of find community? And we wanted to bring thought leaders, experts together to, you know, have some meaningful conversations to network. And it's going to be a great event. We're going to have that at the City Foundry. Foundry is experiencing a ton of great, success and traffic down there in kind of the Midtown area. And we thought, what better setting and kind of backdrop than the Foundry, who is already supporting and hosting a number of local restaurants, a number of local retailers. And so we're really grateful to the partners there, as well as Greater St. Louis, for, you know, really supporting this event in our efforts to highlight creatives and entrepreneurs in our community.
It seems like whether it's food tech or fintech, like there's a lot of commonality in the challenges that small businesses, which are basically startups, what they face.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think that there's some uniqueness to some of the companies that are high growth, high tech, and you look at some of the, you know, more venture backable companies. But at its core, you know, people are trying to find ways to build relationships with customers. They're trying to find ways to break through the noise on social media and get people's attention. So yeah, I think there's some uniqueness and challenges with retail companies or people who are. I was just talking to a small business owner the other day who were mentioning the fact that, you know, weather has such a effect on people's ability to go out and shop. We've got, you know, Small Business Saturday coming up, Black Friday. You know, some of these folks do sell online, but in terms of, you know, brick and mortar companies, how do we get people to really show up on our doorstep, come into the store and buy something or purchase a service? So yeah, it's exciting, but there is a lot of challenge facing the small business community locally.
You just touched on it. How innovative really City Foundry has been. I can recall, you know, when the industrial site was up for redevelopment, another company was interested. They were just going to level the whole thing and build like a traditional strip mall there. And it's really become, you know, the space is innovative, the way that they've used it, the food hall, the different, you know, attractions that they've brought in from Putt Shack to the VR experience. It's really become kind of a regional draw. It's something that people from O'Fallon to O'Fallon say, well, let's meet at Foundry in the middle.
Yeah, I think that for me as like someone who attends, I tend to go to the Alamo Draft House. I love going there for movies, and it was just a great experience there. But there's just something for everyone. You know, I was doing a site visit the other day and just kind of admired the fact that there's already so much traffic. Even at 3 o'clock, you had, you know, someone running out the city winery there for like a local happy hour, people heading over to Putt Shack for kind of after hours. You're able to grab a bite to eat at Expat or any one of the local restaurants there. Like I mentioned, you could see a movie. So it seems like they just have a really solid mix. You've got Obviously, the grocery store there, Fresh Time, and a number of different offices, Great Rivers Greenway and others, folks. You know, I think that they just have a really solid mix of types of organizations, types of entities, and the fact that it's centrally located. You've got proximity to, you know, to SLU and some of the local universities there. I really feel like, you know, it's great seeing these developments when they work out in St. Louis, where it's sort of a, when you build it, they will come, and it's proven to be a great success and sort of a success story for the city and for the region.
What do you think about the prospect of harnessing this, you know, startup kind of approach, this innovation approach for the city, you know, like civically for the city and really for the region, because the region's not growing in population now. We're trying to attract companies from outside. How can this enthusiasm really, you know, help to inject that into St. Louis civically?
That's a really great question. I mean, I think that, you know, I think it starts by with these developments really kind of block by block and giving people a reason to come to Midtown, come to downtown, see that we have, you know, particularly in sort of the food and beverage community, I'm of the belief that we're really kind of punch above our weight in that area when you compare us to a lot of our peers, Kansas City, Chicago, Cincinnati. We've got some amazing food entrepreneurs and restaurant owners. Actually, Gerard Kraft is going to be part of this Culture and Commerce Day and providing a bit of a kind of a sneak peek and kind of behind the scenes into his process for our kind of VIP members there. But we're able to highlight, I think, a number of folks who are, you know, not just starting high growth, high tech companies, but people who are, you know, looking to build, you know, breweries and distilleries and cannabis companies, and there's a lot of opportunity there. And I think St. Louis has always been a place where it's easy to try things and it's easy to sort of test things and get them ready for that national market, even if there is a local focus. Yeah, I think that this is a great opportunity to bring a lot of those experts and a lot of those entrepreneurs together and start having some meaningful conversations about how to move the region forward.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
If we talk about starting something and then really scaling it up to sizable size, we're talking about Gerard Kraft right there, yeah. What he's done in St. Louis.
For sure.
When it comes to STL Startup Week, this is just one day of an entire week of events. kind of introduce us to Startup Week and some of the other things that people might find interesting.
Yeah, so we sort of bill ourselves as more of like an innovation festival rather than a traditional conference. So you think of a traditional conference and, you know, there's a keynote and breakouts and, you know, it's a lot of, you know, handshaking and business card exchanging. And that does occur during Startup Week, but it's sort of, a choose your own adventure, if you will. And we have over 60 events throughout the region from Monday to Saturday next week. And it really just depends on your interests and your availability. If you're interested in learning more about AI, you know, a lot of conversations about how that is affecting business, how that is affecting just everyday life. We've got sessions on AI. If you're interested in, you know, learning about how to build a strong company culture, there's a session for you. So we really wanted to bring in a diversity of both speakers as well as topics for people to sort of talk through. And generally speaking, most of our attendees are what we would call entrepreneurially curious. There's someone who maybe has an idea for a company or maybe is working a more traditional 9-to-5 of one of our corporations in town. And they're like, I've got this itch and I need to scratch it, right? I have this thing. And where can I go and find other people who are thinking like me? Maybe I can meet up and find a co-founder. Maybe I can bounce an idea off of someone. Maybe I can find an investor or a mentor in town who can help me develop this idea further. And so that's really what, you know, Startup Week is about. It's about building together. It's a community building event, but it's also a platform for people to really, to build relationships at its core. And we've seen that, over the last several years.
That's how we're going to make change in St. Louis. I think a lot of people miss Venture Cafe, you know, from last decade.
Yeah.
And this is reminiscent of that convening, you know, force that was.
Yeah, Minetti, absolutely.
Thank you so much for coming in. STL Startup Week. Get all the details. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.